Hey Bob, how are you? Welcome to the City of Ocean City, Zoning Board Regular Meeting, April 26, 2023. This meeting has been advertised pursuant to PL Chapter 231, also known as the Open Public Meetings Act. Please stand for the flag salute.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
If you have any electronic devices, please turn them off or silence them now. Roll call, Mr. Becker?
Present.
Mr. Buck? Mr. DeMarco?
Here.
Mr. Geary?
Here.
Mr. Logue?
Here.
Mr. Price?
Here.
Mr. Patrizzi? Mr. Quinn?
Here.
Mr. Waddell?
Here.
I turn the meeting over to the Vice Chair, Mr. Waddell.
Thank you. Are we ready? Mr. Fresco for 1020 Boardwalk.
Mr. Waddell, board members, first of all, thank you very much for having this meeting tonight for us. We appreciate the opportunity. And there's two proposals on the table tonight. The first is a proposal for an interpretation which the zoning board can choose to give. But in fact, this control room has been brought to the building and support now the current ride will go up there with it. And then when the ultimate ride is finished and comes, which is going to be 1 to 3 years, largely because of the pandemic, ride makers shut down, there's a backlog. And essentially what the ultimate company, if any of you have gone to Disney World, the Thunder Mountain Railroad is, this is a smaller example of what that be. It's a roller coaster that will be in and out on top of the building, supported by the control. And the interpretation I received from you this evening is that this control room is considered part of the amusement. And the best analogy I can draw to that is, I know you're aware of the large roller coaster. In fact, if you've been down there and see, it has a large control room, which is a couple of stairs high. There were no approvals. That was just authorized to be put in as part of the amusement. And in this case, this control room is going in to the amusement, and it obviously needs to be in close proximity. And when the ultimate ride comes in, it's going to be partially in and partially out. There are going to have to be cameras, there's going to have to be screens in the control room so they can watch what's going on, and if there's a problem, they can quickly react. And they're going to need at least a couple of people up there at their time. So we're seeking interpretation that in fact this control room that they want to build now and build the deck with it. And I have some pictures I can put in for you. You can see where they put the steel support. And Mark, you can mark these and pass them around. Through the second floor structured roof. It's not finished, the roof. But they're going to support the platform for the ride.
And Mike, give me a second. It's a 1, 2, and 3. Three separate pictures, and I'll mark them as just pictures. This is from the roof, though, right?
That's right.
Roof picture.
What they want to display is the steel that comes up through the roof, which will be the basis for the platform on which the ride will be located, also associated with the controller.
Okay, do you have any witnesses?
If you'd like to hear from them, I have Mr. Green here, I have Mr. Mascione here, and Scott Simpson's here.
Well, you made some comments.
Thank you.
You made some comments, but what you say is not evidential.
Let's
cross the T's and dot the I's. If it comes out 5 minutes longer, let's make sure we do it the correct way.
Scott, why don't you come out?
Raise your right hand. The other right hand.
Scott Simpson.
No, we don't get to that first. First we go to Mr. Maffei, and do you both swear to tell the truth?
Yes. Yes.
And Mr. Simpson, can you state your name and either address or affiliation for the record?
Scott Simpson, 7th Road in Warmore,
I'm the current owner of Playlands Castaway Cove.
Okay, so we do that because now you're sworn in. We know that you told the truth about your name. But believe it or not, that's why we do the oath first. Go on.
Scott, you heard what I said. You want to just recap as to what what's going on?
The concept of what I'd come up with many, many years ago, and prior to the building burning down, I kind of dismissed it that I was ever going to get to this project. But this is something that I had thought about for 25, 30 years that I always wanted to do, only because there's one particular ride that I really wanted to put up there. So this becomes an entity into itself up there. It's 35 feet removed from the rest of all my maintenance staff and my operations staff. So it's going to have to be a self-contained building to operate this ride. So we have, we always have at least 12 to 14 people down on the floor. And we have radio control systems that if anything goes wrong with a piece of equipment, all my guys are able to get to whatever the issue might be with a piece of equipment within 10 to 15 seconds, because they're scattered throughout the park. Unfortunately, with this thing being up in the air and where it is, and the fact that you're going to either have to run up 35 steps or 45 steps to get to the height, or have an elevator, if we have an electrical issue, we have a computer issue, someone needs to be up there all the time for instant response. And that's what it predicated me having to put this control room up there to operate. No matter which ride I have, somebody has to be up there. And this is there also for the employees to ensure that they will be able to have a break room. This is almost going to be like a separate entity within the rest of the operation. Once they get up there, they'll be up there for the duration of their shifts.
But the item we're talking about is an essential element of this ride.
Absolutely.
It's integrated. Can't have one without the other.
No.
Okay. And you're not proposing this, but for the fact that you now have a ride.
Right.
You're doing the ride up there, yes. And that's the purpose.
Yep.
Right?
Okay. We gave you the pictures of what the interim ride is going to be until the new one's available. The ultimate one's available. The only other thing, Scott, there's two stairways going in, one internal and one external, to go up to the roof.
Yes.
And that's to comply with the New Jersey Administrative Code for double access.
Right, and along with the elevator so we make that access.
So that's all part of the adjunct to the ride.
Okay. Any more testimony?
Any questions?
We'll get to that in a minute. Okay.
Yes, Mr. You rest now?
Yes, sir.
Okay, very good. Joe?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My report is dated April 5th, 2023. As indicated, they're here seeking interpretation. The project has received preliminary and final major site plan approval from the City Planning Board. And they did receive variances for maximum first floor building height of 14.3 feet, maximum second floor building height of 27.5, maximum pervious coverage 100%, and minimum floor depth of 21.2 feet and 20.30 feet. In addition, the waivers for on-site drainage, off-site drainage, sill borings, loading docks, lighting plan, landscaping screening, and screening details. Again, they're here seeking interpretation to add this third story to the original approved plans. Based on my review, a couple comments. The applicant proposes to construct a third story, which is about 4611 by 2210, about 1,074 square feet, vestibules, stairs, elevator, and a roof deck. As per our ordinance, section 25205B, no height limitation shall apply to amusement rides, uses such as not limited to Ferris wheels, carousels, water, and other types of slides, and other similar open-air amusements, which are regulated by the state of New Jersey. Since the third story is an enclosed structure being built as part of the interim amusement ride, no height restrictions are applicable, and of course the New Jersey Administrative Code requires safe and adequate means of access to and egress from the amusement ride. Of course, the building still must comply with all the requirements of the Uniform Construction Code. The applicant has described how the amusement ride and this third story is going to be worked together. So therefore, the D6 variance is not required for the third floor structure, and the C variance is not required for the third story associated with the interim amusement ride.
Very good. Thanks,
Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Matthew. Mr. Stein.
No, I don't have anything other than to indicate that that's the decision. The zoning officer, and properly, I believe, acts conservatively and extends from here. Acted conservatively in this scenario, but in terms from a legal standpoint, I agree with Mr. McFay's recommendation interpretation that this is an integral part and part and parcel of the ride, not requiring a D variance, and that would be a legal interpretation if you agree with what I'm saying. Okay?
Very good, thank you. Open public comment. Anybody like to come on up, please? Mr. Stein, I'll ask you to raise your right hand.
Make sure they're aware this is for the interpretation.
Raise your right hand. Do you swear affirm to tell the truth?
I do.
And everybody that comes up, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to ask you to give me your first name, spell me your last name, and give us your address. Ready?
Marina.
Oh,
spell.
L-A-U-R what?
E-N-A.
Uh-huh.
Staub, S-T-A-U-B. And it's 1001 Little Atlantic Avenue, unit number 376.
Okay, now, let me explain what I just explained to them. We're not here to talk about, per se, the ride in terms of a variance, okay? We're talking about interpretation, whether it needs a variance. So the testimony we're listening, at least at this point in time, this date of the application, is whether or not it needs or doesn't need a variance.
Correct.
You understand what, okay.
Yes,
so why don't you, so why don't you talk about that?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, thank you, the clarification. It is my understanding regarding the variance that there are two separate things we're speaking about. One is the building and the second is the ride. According to the standards and regulations, the security control room should be centrally located near the main public entrance, which I believe there was already discussion that was on the first, I think that they're looking to place their area on the top of the building, which is actually against what the code is saying. It says that the central room shall maintain a comfortable temperature and lighting. The control room also needs to follow equipment, which is red routing, web inspection, live images, and inclined sponsors. No ride equipment is mentioned whatsoever. So based upon that, to me it sounds as though these things are more of a speaking of building, which would require a variance versus ride. And that's all I have.
Thank you, thank you. And you actually kept to the topic. Thank you.
Public comment? Anybody? Yes, sir.
And if you could, I'm going to ask you to raise your right hand. And do you swear or affirm to tell the truth?
Yes, sir.
And your name?
H-A-R.
H, hold on. H-A-R.
M-O-H-A-N.
H-A-N.
Yes. And last name, also I'll spell it A-H-L-U.
A?
H-L-U-W-A-L-A.
W-A what?
L-I-A.
Okay. I would have gotten that without a problem. Okay.
Yeah.
And you know what? It works out. It works out for me.
Right.
It works out for the board secretary. And tonight, it works out very well. For the press. For the press. They're going to get. Hopefully, they're going to get your name right. Okay.
Can I get your address?
Yeah. What is your address?
It is 913 Wesley Avenue, Ocean City.
Okay. Go ahead.
Unit.
Did you swear him?
Good evening.
He's sworn in. Yeah.
Oh.
Just do that.
I have a jewelry store between 10th and 11th Street on the boardwalk. I've been a neighbor to Playland Amusement Park for 22 years. I have watched this park fully transform from an amusement park with a few rides to an amusement park that has become a world-class destination. They offer a nice mixture of rides designed for all families who visit Ocean City. Having Playland as a neighbor has been an amazing asset, not just for my business, but for every business in Ocean City. They are truly one of the top reasons families make the decision to come to Ocean City. As a result, these families also choose to rent our homes, eat at our restaurants, and hopefully have enough money left to buy something from our jewelry store. My understanding is that Playland needs the assistance of the zoning board to grant an approval for them to add a ride on top of the new building, which was destroyed by a fire. As an immediate neighbor, I can tell you that the approval would be a wonderful thing for our town. I do not believe that there is any doubt, any downside to this project, and urge you highly to consider the variance. On a personal level, Clayland has been a terrific neighbor to so many of us on the boardwalk. It is very rare that a busy owner of a large business takes time to help others as much as Mr. Simpson does. He always asks his neighbors what they think and considers their opinion heavily when making decisions. The least we can do to help make the tragedy they endure become a huge improvement for the future generations of Ocean City vacationers to enjoy is by approving the request. Thank you for your attention and consideration.
Thank you.
You're still on the interpretation thing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Public comment? Anybody? Yes, sir.
Do you swear firm to tell the truth?
Yes, I do.
And we're on the interpretation. The gentleman whose name I can spell and but not pronounce went a little bit off on the interpretation part. You swear to tell the truth, I'm sorry.
I do.
Okay. Can I have your name and address?
James Ford, F-O-R-D, 2009 Simpson Avenue, Ocean City, New Jersey.
2009.
Okay. Well, what he said, if you want to keep it short. I don't want to.
No, but you agree. Right now we're on the issue of the interpretation.
But I did want to say, as a 30-year boardwalk merchant and a neighbor, that everything they do it right. And I have no objection to any building they would put on top of somebody that's 3 years down. Yeah, I understand.
I got you. We're going to have a second half of this where those comments are going to be important. But I'll
stick around for that.
You got it. Thank you.
Next. Anybody else?
Okay.
I see no hands. We'll close the public comment. We're at summary now, right? Correct?
Nope.
No. Questions from the board.
Anybody have any questions or comments?
John?
Okay. I just want to get it clear. I'm sure they said this, but the third story going in there is an integral part of the ride, right?
Absolutely. Mr. Simpson, come on up.
Mr. Simpson, repeat what he told you before.
Because of the location of the ride on the roof, to maintain immediate response should anything go wrong with the ride, whether it was in our control or out of our control, that whole area up there is basically, it's going to be its own self-contained amusement park on a miniature scale.
So the question is, though.
Yes, it is.
Although Mr. Quinn was right. Very eloquent to ask the question, but it is integral,
yes,
was
absolutely.
The question.
Okay, absolutely. You're not using it for anything else?
No.
Okay, no questions for that. Thank you.
It's only for the ride on the roof.
Yeah. Just wants to confirm
that's
it.
That's all said, and I just want to get clear on the record.
Better he say it than I
say. Yeah. No, Ryan?
Just a slight follow from Mr. Quinn. So it sounds like the future ride that's coming is wow. Ride, and therefore really even more essential to have this up there for that as well.
Mr. Simpson, you want to? Respond to that.
Yes,
as well.
Yes,
matter of fact, don't sit down till we're done. unless you're
right.
Into the exercise. Okay?
I could use it. That's yes on both parts. Yeah, absolutely.
Stay another minute. Okay.
That's it.
Testimony or questions?
No questions.
No. Ryan?
When this came the first time, obviously came to the planning board, so we didn't get to hear exactly how this all works. But I assume the ride is within the second story?
No, the second story is storage and office space. This ride is strictly on top of the building.
Okay. So I guess when that does come, what will be built there will be, what we're building now is going to be encompassed in whatever is built later. Is that safe to say? You're going to build a structure around the ride to come?
There'll be some structure and some open air. It's going to be a combination of both. The question for Bob Green, the wind loading on the structure for the height of the structure will depend on how much will actually be inside and how much of the ride will be outside.
Right. Okay, that's all I have.
Okay. It's okay.
Jamie? No questions? Okay. Ready for summary, I think, correct?
just very quickly, just to repeat what I said in the beginning, this control room is now, Scott wishes to build so he can finish the building and put the roof on the building. He wants to be able to build it now, build the deck, put the interim ride on that deck, and operate it out of this control room, having the ultimate ride showing up, which is, as I said, probably 1 to 3 years, depending how fast it can get here. And then the interim ride will be removed, the ultimate ride will be on, and this room will then operate. So the controls and all four of the rides will be in this room, and they'll be run out of there. So.
Okay, thank you. Mr. Stein, you want to
come up? Well, it's not a lot of big summary, and I'm just going to co-op with what Mr. Maffei said during his time and just indicate that what the board will be voting on is whether or not a D variance for height is necessary. The interpretation that the applicant is seeking, so the motion will be, you know, I always say never in the negative, the applicant is seeking that no variance is required. So the motion should be to grant the applicant the interpretation that he has requested. And that request is that this is an integral part of the ride and as such does not require a D variance.
Can we clarify though for the third floor structure?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear that part of the application.
The only part we're talking about is the third floor at this point in time, what we'll call the control area. Okay? So this vote will be for the control area on the top floor, on the roof floor. So I need a motion.
Waddell.
Waddell made the motion. We need a second.
Mr. Waddell.
No, you're not. We got eight.
What do you do?
We got eight. One, two, three.
No, we don't.
Three.
No.
Oh, I'm sorry. My apologies.
Roll call, Mr. Waddell.
Calm down.
My apologies. You got 10 figures of count. No,
let's move on.
Okay, move along.
Okay, roll call, Mr. Waddell.
Yes.
Mr. Price.
Yes.
Mr. Geary.
Yes.
Mr. Logue.
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco.
Yes.
Mr. Becker.
Yes.
Mr. Quinn.
Yes.
One comment. And as Mr. Becker came in, I said, great, we finally got a full seven.
Okay.
Getting old.
Let's go.
Okay.
So do you want to also provide direction now that
yes.
The interpretation, so how the second one's going to work, it's going to be for the D6 first floor only.
Right. Well, Mr. Fusco is going to indicate at this point in time what his presentation is going to be. I would indicate, though, for the record, that whatever evidence that Mr. Simpson gave us in his testimony during the third portion of it will be adopted and incorporated as part of your testimony and evidence in the second part. But if you can explain to the board what you're now seeking, now that you have the interpretation, so we're all on the same page.
Let me just clarify what the interpretation includes. It includes the control room.
Right.
It includes the deck. It includes the elevator and the two stairways.
Correct.
Service.
Yes.
So we don't need site plan approval for that. Right? It's all part of the amusement.
Right.
Yeah. Run by the state, not by the city. It has to meet construction code, but that's it as far as the city is concerned. Now, the second variance, we're seeking a D variance, and I'll explain. When we were first doing this with the planning board, Scott wishes to put the front roof, which had the pirate, if you remember, all those of you sitting on the right way. We wanted to put the roof back at the same height as the park, which is what we're looking for this evening, which is 16.8 feet. I tried to convince the planning board that that height was permissible in the zone. And when you read the zoning law, it talks about if it's not permitted in the zone. Well, it's permitted in the boardwalk zone. It's not permitted within 70 feet of the boardwalk. So I tried to convince them we needed a setback variance to put that roof back the way it was. They didn't buy that. They gave us a C variance, which is the most height they could give us. 13 feet is the limit when you're up against the boardwalk. They gave us 14.3, We're here to ask you to give us 16.8 so we can put that roof back exactly where it was before. I'm bringing Bob Green up to testify briefly as to why that's important to the reconstruction of the building.
Mr. Green, I don't think some of the board members have seen you before. Would you give your qualifications?
When we go up after I have you sworn in, raise your right hand, and do you swear affirm to tell the truth? State your name and affiliation for the record.
Robert Green, professional engineer, state of New Jersey.
And give us a little bit more of your CVA, okay?
If I can remember the dates, graduated Bachelor of Civil Engineering at Rutgers in 1974. Graduated with an emphasis in environmental engineering from Cornell in 1975. And I graduated with a master's degree in structural engineering, emphasis from Columbia in 1981. And I received my engineering license in 1979.
Okay. And the board, I'm sorry, go on.
I was just going to say, the board accepts you as an expert.
Well, thank you. And the last time I was here, yes, was actually for a couple houses with Wallace Hardware. About 10 years ago, this board granted a D variance for the beautiful clear story on the roof that Richard Bissell, the architect, designed. So thank you.
The bottom line is, there are members that have been here less than 10 years. And that's why you did what we did. Number one, number two, I guess your structural engineer part of your degrees is why you're integral part of this presentation and plan. We got wind loads, we got all kinds of stuff. But in any event, Mr. Fuster, go ahead.
Bob, do you want to explain why having this put back in 16.8 is so important for this project?
Yes, okay. So in your set, drawing Z2 shows what the building looked like before the fire. This is a blow-up color version of that, so you can see it even better. And as you can see, most amusement parks like a lot of height. They have some big doors so people can go into a grandiose entrance, to, just like a Wonderland, nice big doors. People can follow through easily. So we want to maintain this height that we had. We originally had the dairy grain off the wall of 16.8, and at the hamburger construction, we had 18 feet. If you look in your set, there's a drawing prepared by Highland Associates that gives these heights. Before we tore the building down, we got these measurements so we could know that we're going to come someday and discuss the height of the building. But the planning board can only have 14.3 feet. And we would like to have our front entrance back the way it was, so that all of this nice things could be put back as they were at the time before the fire.
Bob, the height's important for the signage in front of the
building. Yes, I mean, in order to get our sign to fit, here, it's a big sign, it's a 3-foot sign by about 40 feet long, the length of the ship, about 40 feet long. We're not here for the ship tonight. We need the height for the sign and for the openings to be a large opening for the
room. Now we're satisfied at 16.8 across?
Yes, so even though we were 18 at the hamburger stand before, we're willing to compromise, bring it down to the lowest point we had was 16.8 and run that straight across. So we are giving up some of the height that we had.
And then on that roof is where the amusements, the fire ship will go.
Yes.
And the pirate,
whoever else is up there. Yes, yeah. That's the picture for the straight. Eventually, it's later. I'm not there tonight. Yes.
That's all we have.
Okay, thank you. You rest now? Yes. Okay. Mr. Maffey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. My report is dated April 5th, and the line is up to April 6th. Again, we're here seeking approvals. As far as project description, again, they received preliminary final approval, all the following waivers. I'm not going to rehash that. That was already done as part of the interpretation during the comments. The amended site plan proposes building height of the first story to be elevation 30.1 or 16.8 feet above the boardwalk. It's more than 10%, therefore the D6 variance is required for that. Number two is really not applicable at this point because that interpretation has been made, so the variances for that are not necessary. Number three, the applicants have described how a third floor structure. Again, that was taken care of during the discussion for the interpretation. Then number four, of course, any conditions of their approval from the planning board shall remain including guarantees and special approvals. All waiver crews that grant are still acceptable. We provide copies of any outside agency approvals, any plan revisions the board sees fit. That is it, Mr. Chair.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Matthew. Mr. Stein.
Yeah, the only comment I'd make is that unfortunately it was 100% loss. Otherwise, the statute allows for it to be replaced, and you'd be arguing that you were entitled to your 18, whatever it was.
That's right.
But as a result of the statute that indicates that when there's been 100% loss, then you have to start complying to things like that. So even though the applicant wants to put back what he wants, he's required to have his value. What he had, with a modest reduction, he still requires the variance of the seeking. That's it.
Okay, very good. Open it up for public comment. Anybody want to speak? Okay, we'll close the public comment then.
We have a gentleman in the back there.
Oh, we do.
After you said you closed it, he stuck his hand up. Okay. We'll be generous. Come on. Come on.
You beat the deadline.
Okay. Wait a second. Raise your right hand again. Do you swear from to tell the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Number one. And number two, your name?
Mike DeVlieger.
Mike what?
DeVlieger.
Spell that.
DeVlieger.
And your address, sir. You have to draw on the hand down.
608 3rd Street.
608 3rd Street. And we're talking about the height right in the roof.
Yeah.
Okay, got it.
No, I just think that it's a reasonable variance to grant. I think that the structure of the business is critical in the formula that we have here in Ocean City. And I would say the same if something ever happened in London. There are two fabulous anchors on the boardwalk, and it's a crying shame that what happened. But if you're going to put it back, let's put it back right and benefit the business, benefit the community, and make it look terrific. I mean, in my years on council, I was always hearing people say, "Hey, we need to modernize and beautify the boardwalk." I think they've made a very good attempt to do that here, and I just want to voice my support of them.
Thank you, Mr. DeVlieger.
Thank you.
Okay, at that point, I'm going to open up to the board. Ms. Quinn?
Questions, Mr. Chairman.
Do you want to close public first, though?
Okay, I'll close public comment.
Sorry.
It is closed. Mr. Quinn, nothing?
No questions.
Just check it.
No questions.
Fine.
No questions.
Is there a plan for a sprinkler system and standpipe system?
The building's sprinkled,
isn't it? It's in the process.
You need to come up.
Come on up, Mr. Simpson. And I'll remind you, Mr. Simpson, you're still under oath from the first part of the application.
Yeah, the sprinklers are, they're in the process of starting the installation. In fact, the guys were there from the water company today and Affordable Fire to work on the size of the pit out on 10th Street.
Okay.
In light of the fact that the thing burned down, it's a good question to be asked.
Well, so it's going to end up being a fireproof building as well. So.
So, all right, thank you.
Ryan?
No questions.
Jamie?
I have no questions.
I have no questions. Summarize.
The only thing we ask in addition to the variance that we have an amended site plan approval. Okay. Okay. So we don't run into any problems.
Right.
Thank you.
And I think we can do them together in one vote because we don't get to do the major amendment, right? Amendment site plan and like that. Yeah, in the deepest, darkest recesses of my memory of being the zoning board solicitor, and I go back 43 years now, I remember this project when it first came on board. And it first got started when all it was the open boardwalk in front of the Flanders, for the most part. And I remember vaguely there was a pool there.
There were three pools.
Three pools, okay. So that was my first recollection of Castaway Cove, Simpsons Playground. Okay, so, yeah, not Playground, okay. but the music park. Okay, having said that, it's come a long way, Mr. Simpson. So this is the application of, again,
Project of Block 1001, Lot 5, 1020 Boardwalk. For the applicant, 1020 Boardwalk LLC. The applicant is here seeking a height variance and amended site plan D-height variance to allow for the height of the roof to go at 16 feet instead of approximately 14 feet, which requires a D variance because the permitted height is 13 and change, and therefore it exceeds by 10% the amount that would be a C variance, therefore moving it into the D variance category. As a result of the change of the height over the approved height given by the planning board of 14 and change, the applicant is also seeking to amend the site plan approval that was given to the applicant in front of the planning board. So those are the two things. Now, as indicated by Mr. Maffei, all the conditions as placed on the applicant before them in front of the planning board would continue to apply. The motion needs to be made is for a D variance for the height and site plan. I need a motion on that.
Do we hear a motion?
Yes, DeMarco.
Sorry, who do you have for?
DeMarco.
DeMarco.
Quinn, second.
Okay, thank you.
Roll call, Mr. Price?
Yes.
Mr. Geary?
Yes.
Mr. Logue?
Yes.
Mr. DeMarco?
Yes.
Mr. Becker?
Yes.
Mr. Quinn?
Yes.
Mr. Waddell?
Considering we've been here till 10 o'clock, sometimes arguing over 1 foot high fence, this is amazing. This is going through. Yes. We're not going through so quickly.
Okay. And I'm sure everybody is excited.
Thank you.
Thank you.
They want to clear out.
Yeah, let's clear out the words. You want to join now?
Ready and
ready.
Sorry.
Don't you have to take it outside?
You can ask for a motion to adjourn.
You got a motion?
You need a motion to adjourn.
Oh. Quinn? Second to adjourn? Okay.